You can take control of the airwaves
as we launch into hour number three of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI call-in line for you. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So once again, inviting you to freetalklive.com. We're broadcasting live from the 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's an amazing event. We were at the very first one last year for 2007. It's the second one, and I would say bigger and better this time out.
Yep, I would have to agree.
Highly recommend you consider coming out here if you're in the New England area. And if you aren't in the New England area, go ahead and make a note. Early January next year, probably going to be doing it, maybe February, usually in the wintertime here in New Hampshire. Make a note and come out to 2009 because it's a great event, and we highly recommend it. We have a good time. We're here broadcasting 50% more this year than we were last year, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. So we'll get more great interviews with some of these wonderful speakers that they have. I see Jim Babka back there. Maybe we'll get him snuck in here in a few moments from DownsizedDC.org. But first, we turn to the pages of Reason Magazine. And we talked to Peter Bagg, who is one of their, I guess, are you the Reason cartoonist? Is there more than one, or is it just you, Peter?
On their website, they run work by regular editorial cartoonists. But in the magazine itself, I'm the only one doing comics.
Excellent.
Now, your cartoons aren't just comics. You do some sort of, I don't even know how to describe what you do. You're like a reporter. You follow around the politicians. You do different kind of reporting things. You draw comics about that.
Right. It's cartoon journalism, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, that sounds like a good term for it.
Actually, the first time I did it was for Details magazine, believe it or not. They were the ones that tried to, not just with me, but with a lot of different cartoonists. They had a big enough budget where it was a different cartoonist every time, and they sent me to the HBO Comedy Festival to do a comic about that, and that was four pages, and the editor of Reason had me emulate it. We just recreated that same exact format.
Now, how many pages of comics do you do in Reason magazine?
Every third or fourth issue, I'll have a four-page strip.
So then you're only in every third or fourth
issue? Yes, yes. And it's all, and everything. At first I was doing one page every month, uh-huh. And then we switched it to the feature, the four-page feature every 3 or 4 months.
Now, can people go online at reason.com and
yes.
See your work?
They certainly can.
If they can spell his last name.
All right, it's B-A-G-G-E, but go to reason.com, and then on the left you'll see Reason staff. Click that on, you'll find my name, and they have there archived just about every comic I've done for them. So
wow,
lots of
cool.
Yeah, lots of free funnies.
So so do you have your own website, or is that pretty much where it's all at?
I do. I have there's a peterbag.com, because doing comics for Reason is just one small part of what I'm best known for I used to be best known for doing a comic book called Hate, which is like an alternative.
Sounds like
comic.
Fun?
Yes. No, it followed the adventures of a semi-autobiographical character named Buddy Bradley. And, yes, and it was as far as, it was as popular as an alternative comic book could be. It's a small market to begin with. Mm-hmm. Although, and for years, I've always been best known for that, but I've noticed just for the last couple of years when I go to events, when I go to comic conventions, especially people younger than 35, they all know me best now for doing this stuff on Reason.
Now, get ready to cringe, because when I see your work, the first thing I think of is R. Crumb. Heard of him?
Yeah. He's the reason I became
a comic.
Do I
have his name right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And he's the reason I became a comic book artist.
But your stuff looks like his, doesn't it? I mean,
well,
a bit?
He'd be insulted. he's inspired. I mean, there's other people, too, who's visually inspired me, possibly even more than him. But I liked his approach to comic books. I wasn't sure what I was going to art school. I didn't know what I wanted to do, if I even wanted to be a cartoonist. I knew I didn't want to be in do a daily strip by then. I couldn't see myself doing like a working for superheroes or Harvey Comics. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know what I was going to do. Then I walked into a record store and I saw all these old 60s underground comics for sale. And especially the ones done by Robert Crumb, which were the first ones. What he did was he took the traditional comic book format, but from cover to cover, he drew everything, wrote everything. He had complete control of the format. There were no Twinkies ads. So, and when I saw that, it's not like I wanted to be exactly like him, but when I saw the format, I thought that's exactly what I wanted to do. So To this day, that's still what I do. What I spend most of my energy on is making my own comic books.
Now, I haven't seen very many libertarian comics out there, you know, comic strips out there. What can people expect to see when they go looking here on Reason.com? Reason.com?
Reason.com. Yes.
Okay.
Peter Bagg, B-A-G-G-E.
Well, they don't. The editors don't ask me to tell stories or to be didactic or and be preachy.
Mm-hmm.
But they know that I'm naturally have libertarian leanings, and that comes through in my work. So we choose subjects, and they'll send me to events where that is sure to come out. You know, like gun rights. How could that not come out? That I clearly have a libertarian take on the Second Amendment. And I don't want to. It's not a struggle. I don't want to be preachy and go by some rule book. I'm trying to make, first and foremost, we're trying to make entertaining comics.
Right, you've got to entertain. That's what we try to do on Free Talk Live, is be entertaining first and foremost, and one of the perks is we get to talk about freedom and during all that entertainment.
There you go.
Now, mostly you don't do, like, that one picture, like a political cartoon is usually just one snapshot.
Right.
You do strips.
Yes.
Panels, right?
Yeah, and it's a story. It's pretty much a narrative. With these, it's a broken-up narrative.
And it's a real story that's happened to you in your sort of dialogue.
Occasionally, I do it all, like what reporting I do is all Googled, and it's just more like an opinion piece.
Okay.
But they prefer for me to actually go somewhere and do real reporting.
And you had a Dick Cheney comic?
Oh, no, Reason didn't run that. It was just a short idea, but I pitched it to Reason just to run as a one-pager, and they didn't want to do it, so it ran in the LA Times. All it was an anecdote about me being at a party for this neocon magazine in D.C., and I turned around, and all of a sudden, the vice president was right behind me, and just mine and other people's reactions to the vice president being right there. Yeah, I was terrified.
It's got to be kind of like being in the same room with Darth Vader.
Yeah, it was. That is what everybody kept saying at this party, and I use that phrase in the comic. I don't know. It isn't peculiar. There's nothing weird about the fact that they keep calling him Darth Vader.
So, now, were you always in love with comics as a kid? Is that how you...
Yeah, I wasn't. I wasn't a big comic collector. I was never big on superheroes. I liked Mad Magazine. Was a big favorite of mine. That was by far my favorite magazine.
Who doesn't like Mad Magazine?
And I draw from Mad Magazine now.
Do you really? Oh, how cool.
Except that I don't get to write. I just illustrate every now and then. And the scripts are always the 20...
Wait, when you say you don't get to write, what does that mean?
They send me scripts, and I just illustrate. I just draw, and somebody else... So, yeah, they send me scripts.
How cool is that to, you know, having been grown up with Mad Magazine and now actually being on staff and working for them?
Now,
that's like a dream come true.
It's great. Yeah, and I always get very excited whenever they call me up. But the problem is then I read... This is true with everybody. Mad Magazine is never as good as the issues that were coming out when you were 12.
Well, yeah.
That's always the golden era when you were 12.
Yep.
So whatever they send me to illustrate, I always compare it to what I grew up with. And what's even worse is some of the old-timers, some of the old artists like Sergio Arangonis and Mort Trucker.
He did Gru.
And Al Jaffe, they're still in there. And what really makes me cringe is seeing my own artwork right on the opposite page of one of the guys I grew up reading. Because to me, it'll never look...
You don't feel like you're in the same league.
Yeah, I'm not worthy. That really makes me cringe. It's terrible to see my work next to the guys I grew up with, because it always looks like crap.
Well,
it is crap.
Everybody's always really self-critical, right? I mean, nobody likes in radio, they don't like to hear their own voice. In television, they don't like to look at themselves. And so there you are with the same sort of thing. You don't like to look at your own work, especially next to your childhood heroes.
Right.
Makes sense. Though, I mean, given put in front of anybody else, they probably wouldn't be able to say.
Well, I hope. I hope they're not all... Everyone isn't cringing like me.
How old is Sergio Aragonés?
I love his work. He's great.
Well, he must be in his 70s. For a while, before they went out of business, the Weekly World News was starting up a comic section, which consisted of me, Sergio Arangonis, and the guy that used to draw Casper in the 60s and 70s, Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Very cool.
Yeah, and I saw him at a comic convention. I was walking by him at a comic convention, and he had a copy of the Weekly World News. And he was busy. He was signing autographs as I walked by, and he held up the magazine. And he just said to me, Peter, how low can we go?
More on the way. Peter, thanks for coming by tonight. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. The show, believe it or not, is still as it normally is. We will take your calls about anything, even though we are live from the 2008 Liberty Forum. I'm so stunned by how great this event is, and it just keeps getting better. It was awesome last year, and it's even better this time out. Better hotel, more people attending. And better speakers, more speakers. I mean, there's so much to do here. Longer event. It started a little earlier this year. And it's just an incredible group of people people, hundreds of them, that love freedom and liberty, all gathering together in the same place to trade ideas, to socialize with one another, to brainstorm, to attend great speakers and learn and experience this. It's a wonderful event.
Now, speaking of great speakers, every once in a while you'll hear somebody speak and you get this you get sort of the amen feeling, this feeling of fidelity when you hear somebody. And today I emceed an event where I introduced a man who is the director of the We the People organization. And after having heard him speak, I was just on fire for what he's got going.
Let's talk to him in just a moment here. First of all, I need to tell you a little bit about Free Talk Live's website. Go to freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of great things there for you. They're all completely free. We've got archives. We've got live streams. And so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can go download them. If you want to listen live, you can do that. It's all for free at freetalklive.com. And you need to know that sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Now, speaking of lawsuits, the guest that we have in here right now is involved in a pretty big one. His name is Bob Schultz. He is, Bob, are you the president of We the People? Is that the correct title for you?
That's fine, chairman.
Get right on close up to that microphone as much as possible there. Chairman of We the People organization. What, for our new listeners, what is We the People?
We the People organization has two entities. One is the We the People Foundation for Constitutional Education. Long name. It's a research and educational foundation, a 501c3 organization. Its sister organization is the We the People Congress, which is the civic action arm. The foundation is the civic education arm. The civic action arm is the We the People Congress. That's a 501c4 organization. And we were formed in 1997 in New York. We collapsed its predecessor organization and morphed into the national organization, the We the People Foundation and the We the People Congress.
Now, what's the goal?
To institutionalize vigilance, to help people to become better informed about what their rights are, both guaranteed by both their state and federal constitutions. Unfortunately, many people do not know there's a state constitution, and it's important that they know this, because it's the state constitution that governs the behavior of every single elected and appointed official in your state, far more so on a daily basis.
Well, it's supposed to, at least. They're supposed to pay attention.
Right. But it is the rule book that governs your local and state officials. The federal constitution hardly comes into play in the day-to-day administration of a state. And so people need to get a copy of their state constitution and become familiar with what it says. And so our job, we help people to become better informed about what their rights are, both under the state and federal constitutions, and also to become better informed about how to find out what's really going on in government, and to how to scrutinize government's behavior. Compare that behavior with the requirements of their state and federal constitutions, and then, most importantly, what to do about it, how to go about confronting wrongful or unconstitutional behavior by their government.
And you guys are in the process of doing that right now, when it comes to the federal government, at least, with a very interesting lawsuit that I believe is at the Supreme Court level right now as we speak. Is that right?
This very day, it was on the agenda of the justices. The nine justices meet periodically and decide. The conference, after their law clerks, and they have had the petitions, what's called petitions for writ of certiorari. These are requests by people to the Supreme Court to hear their case. They get about 8,000 of these a year. They hear about 80 cases a year. So it's hard to get them to hear your case. And they conference about every week during most of the year, and they decide which cases they're going to hear. Well, this very day, our case was on their agenda, and we'll find out at 10 o'clock Monday morning, that's their procedure, to let people know 10 o'clock the following Monday if they're going to hear the case. And we're pretty confident that they will hear ours.
Wow, that's great. Now, what is the case? As I understand it, and let me give a brief summary, and you can tell me where I'm wrong, if anywhere. Because I'm a subscriber to the We the People email list, which you can get on at giveme-liberty.org?
Yes.
Okay. As I understand it, you guys are suing because there's all kinds of problems with the federal government. You know, the Iraq War is one of them. You list off quite a list of grievances. And what you're utilizing is the First Amendment, one of the portions of the First Amendment that gives you or enshrines your right to petition the government for a redress of grievance, meaning that you send them your complaints or your issues, and they are supposed to address them and, you know, give you at least an answer, something that you can chew on or think about. But what you've done is you've basically said that you've tried over and over again to petition the government, and they basically ignore it time and time again. They don't want to answer your questions. And so after years of this, of trying to get them to answer your questions, you filed this lawsuit, and you've essentially said, look, we aren't going to be paying federal taxes until you guys answer these questions because we have this right to redress of grievances. Am I correct so far, or close?
Yes, very close. There are four grievances that this case has arisen from. People have petitioned for a redress of grievances regarding the not only the federal income tax system, but we've also petitioned for redress of grievances regarding the Iraq resolution. There's evidence that the government has violated the War Powers Clauses by applying the armed forces of the United States in hostilities overseas, yet again, without a congressional declaration of war. Last time we declared war was World War II.
Right.
We've applied the armed forces of the United States in hostilities in dozens of countries since then. Haven't won any wars since then, but the point is the Constitution's being violated, and we've petitioned the government for redress of that grievance. Also, the USA Patriot Act violates certainly the privacy clauses of the Constitution, and we've petition for redress of grievances over the government's violation of regarding the Patriot Act, but also the Federal Reserve System. It's very unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And we petition the government for redress of those grievances. Each one of these four separate petitions, the remedy we've sought in each one of these is nothing more than, at this stage of the game, nothing more than answers to questions.
That's it. That's all you've ever been
That's
asking for.
That's all we've asked for, and they have ignored all four petitions.
Right. They violate the Constitution. They ignore them. They don't even give you the honor of saying, go pound salt.
Yeah. Right. You know, Bob, can you sit in for another segment? Because I'd love to talk more about this with you. Bob Schultz, the chairman, the man behind We the People, great organization. We'll come back with more. This is your show. If you've got a question for Bob, you can dial in as well, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-584-1445. And let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445. Or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured your debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Broadcasting the second out of three nights from the Liberty Forum 2008 Free State Project. New Hampshire Liberty Forum is excited, as always, to be here. Just an amazing group of people, some great speakers here. We've been interviewing a number of them here tonight. In fact, we're going to continue with that here in a moment.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit RLC.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's RLC.org.
We're sitting with a man who has been fighting for liberty for a long time now with a great organization called We the People. You can visit them online at GiveMeLiberty.org. It's an excellent group. You can get signed up for their emails. Keep in the loop about this lawsuit we've been talking about involving several major issues, egregious violations of the Constitution. I mean, it must have been hard to pick the violations of the Constitution, Bob, as far as this, by the way, Bob Schultz from We the People. Must have been difficult to pick, but you managed to find some pretty outrageous ones.
The ground is very fertile.
Yes. The Iraq War, including the Patriot Act, including the, let's see, what else, the Federal Reserve, and there was the fourth one, which is eluding me at the moment.
Well, it's a violation of the taxing clauses, the privacy clauses in the USA Patriot Act.
Right. And you've asked over and over again. You've sent questions. I mean, you've personally handed these bureaucrats in Washington, D.C.
Every member of Congress and the president.
Right. You personally handed them questions. You know they've gotten them. You know they've read them. You set up dates for them to respond to you. Nobody showed. They don't want to answer these questions. So the We the People organization has basically said, you know what, you don't want to answer our questions, you don't want to play by your own rules, then why should we have to play by your rules and pay you these taxes? So,
well, the historical record of the right to petition is an interesting one. We checked history and looking for the purpose of the right to petition and trying to find out what our rights are and what the government's obligations are once we've petitioned, we find that the First Amendment guarantees five freedoms. Let's just start with that. In the order that they're mentioned, it's freedom of worship, speech, press, assembly, as we're doing here this weekend, and the right to petition government for redress of grievances. Those are five freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment. The first four, religion, speech, press, and assembly, have been the subject of many lawsuits that have gone through the courts to the Supreme Court. So that the rights of the people and the obligations of the government under those four freedoms have been pretty well defined. What's fascinating is that the courts, no court in America has ever defined what the meaning of the last 10 words of the First Amendment is. What does it mean? Government, Congress shall make no law abridging the right of the people to petition the government for redress of grievances. What does it mean? So we checked history, and we went all the way back to the cradle of liberty, the Magna Carta. And in Section 61, the Magna Carta was signed by the king at a time when the monarchy had absolute power.
What year was that, approximately?
1215.
1215, that seems...
At Runnymede. And it was a time when you couldn't sue the king. The king was, you know, a representative of God.
Right, off of his head.
And could do no wrong. And there he was confronted by the barons, and he signed the Magna Carta. Section 61 says, almost word for word, it says, if the people have grievances, if they feel that their rights have been trampled, any four of the 25 barons can approach the monarchy, can approach the king, and if I'm out of the country, Magna Carta says, then the chief justice, and can present their grievances. If we don't respond in 41 days, then the people have the right to take our castles, our lands,
wow,
everything we own. The people can take it, save the life, my life, the life of the queen, and the life of our children.
Wow. And so everything that he has.
If they don't respond in 41 days to the people's petitions for redress of grievances. So that was the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And the right to speech and press are derivative rights, it turns out. What good is the right to petition if you couldn't speak about it and write about it?
Sure.
And so the right to petition was claimed and exercised more and more throughout history, and then it eventually reached our shores. And in 1774, the Continental Congress was meeting in Philadelphia, and this was not an irrelevant Congress. It's the same Congress that passed the Declaration or adopted the Declaration of Independence. But the Revolutionary War was underway, and they signed an act, adopted an act unanimously. The purpose of the act was to encourage, the title of it is To the Inhabitants of Quebec. It was an act to encourage the Canadians to join our revolution. But in that eight-page act, the founders were talking about the great or grand rights, the great rights of the individual. And in talking about the first of the great rights, the right of to government based upon the consent of the people, they said this, and I'll quote, "If money is wanted by rulers who have in any manner oppressed the people, they may retain it until their grievances are redressed, and thus peaceably procure relief without trusting to despised petitions or disturbing the public tranquility," end quote. So they said, if the people have evidence that the government has in any manner oppressed them, violated their rights, they may retain their money until their grievances are redressed or remedied, and thus peaceably procure relief. It's a non-violent way to hold the government accountable.
Civil disobedience, if you will.
Without trusting to despise petitions. They knew we had the right to petition, but they also knew government didn't like opposition from any quarter.
Right.
They may not answer you. And so you had the right to retain your money. It's a peaceful way of procuring relief without disturbing the public tranquility. A year later, Jefferson, in writing to Lord North over in England, he said in 1775, "The privilege of giving or withholding our monies is an important barrier against the undue exertion of prerogative, which, if left altogether without control, may be exercised to our great oppression. And all history shows how efficacious its intercession for redress of grievances and reestablishment of rights, and how improvident would be the surrender of so powerful a mediator. How improvident it would be to surrender the right to retain your money if the government has stepped outside the boundaries that we, the people, have drawn around its power.
So Thomas Jefferson said, you don't have to pay your taxes unless the government's willing to at least answer your questions.
Yes, he was saying that, look, we have a rule book. The Constitution is all that stands between the people and total tyranny and despotism.
Mm-hmm.
And if government steps outside the boundaries that we, the people, have drawn around their power, we have evidence of that, and we can petition them for a remedy to that grievance. If they don't respond, then you can retain your money, withdraw your allegiance, until your grievances are redressed. And, of course, he knew that if the First Amendment doesn't work, the Second Amendment would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was a two-step process, where in the Magna Carta, it was a one-step process. They don't respond in 41 days, throw him out of the castle, take his land, and so forth. And you have the legal right to do that. Here, our Constitution gives us a two-step process. And this right to petition, we find, is all part of the carefully crafted balance of power between the people, the states, and the federal government. We have the ultimate power. We're the ultimate arbiter of what's constitutional and what's not. And if government doesn't respond, then we have the right to withdraw our allegiance, our support.
Withdraw your consent.
Exactly. And what better way to do that? There's no other nonviolent way to hold the government accountable. I like to call the petition clause the accountability clause. It's there to hold the government accountable.
You know, Bob, I wish we had more time tonight, but it's been absolutely fascinating listening to you. You guys are definitely standing on the shoulders of history here, and hopefully you guys will be able to make some history and get this heard in the Supreme Court, and maybe in a favorable way.
Can people get involved?
Of course.
GiveMeLiberty.org. Exactly.
Get on the mailing list.
I'm on the list, so okay. We'll keep our listeners up to date with what's going
on.
Being here this weekend at the Liberty Forum. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from Savvy Rest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features there for free. I barely even mentioned tonight the way you can help support the show, the variety of ways you can help support the show. Of course, we did talk about the Free Talk Live store. There's also amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. And then there, of course, is the AMP program. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You can help us get on more radio stations around the country, spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. And you get perks, too, like the access to the AMP-only call-in line, which isn't any good tonight, unfortunately, because we're live on location at the 2008 Liberty Forum. Also, the AMP-only chat room, which also isn't any good tonight because that requires us to have our camera on, which we can't because we're live. But you can have the AMP-only forum. That's available 24 hours a day. Anyway, there's some other perks there. amp.freetalklive.com. We need to take a quick phone call. We're going to get to our next guest here in a moment. Let's talk to Cheyenne in Toronto. Cheyenne, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about my opposition towards the fact that Obama won the American election.
You're opposed to that fact?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What does that mean?
Sorry?
What does that mean exactly?
I don't really agree with the fact that Obama won.
Okay, you disagree that he won.
Yeah.
Okay, you think someone else won?
The Yahoo News, that gets its news from Reuters, which is in Britain, said that Obama won.
Right. Yeah, and so did pretty much everyone else. What's your point exactly?
My point is that I want to see what the outcome will be when a woman wins an American election and becomes the first woman to win. I want to see how a woman could run the American Parliament.
Well, I don't know if you're going to see that happen anytime soon, but it's possible. I mean, it could happen.
And also,
and
many Iranians are supporting. Supporting Clinton because she has an attack Iran platform because of the oppression that the regime is the regime is very oppressive. So
you're saying that Iranians are supporting attacking their own people?
No, they're supporting attacking the oppressive regime.
I see. But you have to understand that when they drop bombs on the regime, they're also going to be dropping bombs on their family members. So I don't know if you speak for all of the Iranians out there. I don't really know what else to say to that. But if you don't think Obama won, then, you know, you're certainly entitled to that opinion. I personally could care less who won the Democratic contest. It's a non-issue to me. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Completely irrelevant. Are you still there? What's that?
You're supposed to care. This is like political radio.
No, it's not like political radio, sweetie. Have a nice night. 800-259-9231. In fact, I hate politics and want to destroy it.
Well, all the Democrats are the same, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, whatever. All a bunch of communists. All right, so let's go to our next guest here. Again, we are talking to a variety of interesting folk here at the wonderful 2008 Liberty Forum. A number of them, I think, would like to get rid of politics entirely. Some want to keep a little bit of government around. There's maybe a variety of opinions here. And I don't know where Peter Ayer stands from the Institute of Humane Studies. Peter, government or self-government?
I'm all for self-government, definitely.
Excellent, sir. So what is the Institute for Humane Studies?
Institute for Humane Studies, or IHS, we're a 501c3, a nonprofit educational institute. We're based out of George Mason University in Arlington, Virginia. And our mission, in a nutshell, is to help create a world more congenial to freedom.
Because using voluntary interaction instead of coercive interaction would be a lot more humane, wouldn't it?
This is correct, and that's what we advocate, and we try to introduce that idea to folks who may not have experienced it before, been informed of that.
What's the website?
The website is theihs.org.
As in the Institute for Humane Studies. But you're also here talking about the Institute for Humane Studies campus network. And Free Talk Live is a talk radio show that obviously has a bit of a younger appeal. I'm in my late 20s, Mark in his mid-30s.
They're old.
So we, just by the nature of our voices being on the radio, are going to attract younger listeners, and inevitably a number of college-age people are listening to Free Talk Live.
And sitting in this room.
But they are here. What's the campus network about? How's that tie into the mission for the IHS?
Right. Well, IHS in general, we work with college students, to help educate folks, and two, to help identify folks who are going to be force multipliers, you know, folks that are going to be in positions to introduce the ideas of liberty to other people, whether that's in academia or policy or journalism. So, and we have scholarships and seminars and internships for that. But the program that I work with, that you just mentioned, the IHS Campus Network, the idea behind that is to relate more one-on-one with individuals, student individuals, and organizations on campus, like to make them more than just a name on a spreadsheet. So I actually go, and my colleagues go and visit schools, meet with students, help figure out what the issues are on their campus, provide them with resources so they can have a greater impact on campus to spread the ideas of liberty.
How have you been received so far?
It's definitely a work in progress. We just started this program in the fall. We're learning every step of the way. It's definitely a real-world example of creative destruction, learning what works well and what doesn't work well. But, I mean, the students thus far, my impression is they love us coming out, and, you know, I just draw so much inspiration from meeting with these folks. It's, on one extreme, I may meet with a couple students who are just wanting to get a group started off the ground, and on the other extreme, there may be a really active group already, and it's just figuring out, you know, what tools we can help provide them.
Yeah, what do you provide them?
Well, one of them is, you know, like the name implies, a network. We do have a good network of professors, of policy wonks, and journalists and things. So we're able to, like, if they want to bring in a speaker, we're able to, like, plug them in, help brainstorm who to bring in. We can also provide some funding for speakers. We can provide some books for intellectual development. We have a DVD library, different things like that. And we also want to kind of cut through the noise, let them know of the programs available through IHS, like our summer seminars. We have, like this year coming up, we'll have close to 900 students come to 14 free-week seminars.
What are some of the things they might learn at one of those?
They range all the way from, like, an introductory seminar, which we call Exploring Liberty, and it's basically, that's for, you know, sophomores or juniors in college. They may have never heard of libertarianism before. They show up, and we do an introduction, kind of interdisciplinary.
Is that because freshmen are still drunk, or, I mean, what?
We definitely bring some freshmen in,
okay,
as well. That's true. So all the way to, like, an advanced seminar where we talk about some pretty high-caliber stuff, and there's some pretty pretty smart folks there, and we had some single-issue seminars on civil liberties or globalization, environmental issues.
Now, where's it happening? Is that happening at your headquarters, or is that in different campuses around the country?
Correct, the latter. This we hold the 14 different week-long seminars are all over the country.
So it's convenient then, convenient.
Right, they're free. The students fill out a quick little essay. They pay their own travel costs, but after that, you know, we put them up, we feed them, we give them books. And
wow.
It's just a great opportunity and experience.
That's fantastic, because I've known some young people at colleges, and I generally have always gotten the feeling that, you know, they like to talk a good game about doing things, but when it actually comes down to taking action, they're more likely to just sit in their dorm room.
Smoke pot.
Not that there's anything wrong with sitting in the dorm room smoking pot.
That's true.
But when that's all you do and you don't actually go out, you don't actually do anything, it can be kind of depressing to see that happening. You're seeing something different. You're seeing them actually getting active. And I think the Ron Paul campaign's also seeing that. Have you guys been able to tie in or somehow get involved in that?
Well, as a C3, we don't necessarily, we can't endorse a political candidate. But one thing I do when I go to schools is I look at these student for Ron Paul lists. And I can email the students directly and say, hey, I'm going to be meeting on campus with some libertarians.
Right.
If you want to join us, like, do it up.
That's a great idea, because those are the doers. Those
are
the people that are going to lead the organizations and bring other people on board.
Right, exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah, and we try to, like you said, it's in every college class, there may be one or two students that are very active and, you know, really interested in learning. And just back to our summer seminars quick, you know, we may have 70 kids that are just like that, that are really eager to learn, so it's really it's a great environment. You just see the light bulbs going on and kids really asking tough questions and thinking for themselves.
How does, if somebody's listening, a college student's listening and wants to get involved, how do they do that?
I would definitely advocate go to theihs.org and check out our programs, and feel free to get in contact with me. My email is on our website on the staff section, but... it's also
you're Peter Ayer, by
that's
the way.
Correct.
So
Peter
you can
Ayer.
Help them at their school, or they can come to IHS or one of their many satellite seminars and learn more about liberty. That
correct.
Way.
Yeah. If you're interested in either myself or my colleague coming to visit your school or just working with you in other ways, just email campus@theihs.org.
What a wonderful idea! Because if there's any place, if there's any place in America where the ideas of liberty need to be heard, it's college campuses.
Right, right.
I mean, what great counter education, counter programming, if you will.
George Mason's University is good about that, I can tell you.
So, hey, Peter, thanks for coming here. We know you're also a Free State Project member, and congratulations on that and your future move to New Hampshire. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Keep up the good work, Ed.
We will. In fact, we're going to be back tomorrow night for more of this live from the 2008 Liberty Forum. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your body...